Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Y'all have great pulse of the city, and I really love listening to your show.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
Stay hot, Astros. Stay hot, Astros. Another ass ink in Beantown. All over those Red Sox. I thought these guys were supposed to be good.
Weren't they supposed to be good?
I thought they were supposed to be good. That's what I thought. Apparently not, because yesterday the Houston Astros, let's just relive it. Screw it. We don't need good pitching around here. Odorizzi, you don't have to be that good. Just allow 3 earned runs in 5 innings. We got the rest covered. We go to the 3rd inning. Stros trailing 2-1. This was after a 2-out rally of sorts in the 2nd. Couple of strange, unorthodox doubles. Kyle Tucker to the warning track. Red Sox go bad news bears. Miles Straw with a ground rule double that I think went a total of 120 feet. Right into that gimmicky-ass ballpark foul line. And we go to the 3rd. Mama, there is that little man. Jose Altuve at the plate. Astros down 2-1. Quattro bags, Mr. Bellhop.
They are 3-1. Altuve drives one deep to left field. This game is tied. Jose Altuve. He clears the stadium.
And you can just feel him getting hot. You could just feel them getting hot. A 4-run 3rd inning for the Astros. 3 doubles in the 3rd. 6-3 in the top of the 8th. Still not that much of a comfortable area for the Astros given the bullpen, although you did have Christian Javier in for Odorizzi. 6-3, 2 men on. The baseball messiah, Alex Bregman, at the plate. 4 bags, Mr. Bellhop.
Bregman drives one deep to left field, all the way back and gone. Home run caught by an Astros fan in the monster seat. A Breggy bomb at Fenway.
Breggy with 3 hits. 6 Astros finish with multiple hits. Astros win 8-3. Astros all over the Red Sox. Today is Greinke Day. Zach Greinke on the mound for the Astros as they look to embarrass the Red Sox yet another time.
You start the game and you're kind of, when the Red Sox did their deal early, you're kind of like, Odorizzi. I mean, you're really kind of like, oh no, Odorizzi. And he was solid. I'm not going to be throwing any parades for Odorizzi.
Well, that
today.
Would be a weird parade.
Yeah, that would be a very weird parade. It would be me and Jake. And that's about it. Maybe Gibson. Gibson always is with me. But that's neither here nor there. But then the Astros do what the Astros do. The Astros fans played better in the stands than the Red Sox did.
They're effing good, man.
I mean, that dude that you just heard
caught the monster.
He's getting some Breaky Bomb salsa.
Wow.
I saw that this morning. They're going to ship him some salsa. All it takes is a diving catch in the stands.
Okay.
But.
Good for him.
I've been saying for a couple of weeks, more than that maybe, boy, I could sure use a center fielder. Boy, I could sure use another.
Were you one of those guys saying, boy, I could use some rain too? Are you guys satisfied?
Looks like rain.
Are you guys satisfied? All you boy, I sure could use some rain guys. Are you satisfied yet?
How about this weather we're having? Yeah, no, I'm not that guy. yet. I can see it from here, I'm sure. I'll be sitting on some porch somewhere. But no,
well,
I
really could use some of that.
Yeah, I have a toothpick in my mouth. But I'm not so sure anymore. They've got a good thing going, man. You talk about building a culture, and trust me, we will get to that phrase. The Astros culture is kind of set.
It's established.
It's established, and it's like, do you really want to rock the boat with that? The offense is freaking outstanding. The camaraderie is probably about the closest I've seen to, you know, 2017, 2018, 19 in a long time. The pitching, you don't have to worry about starting pitching.
It's really just a matter of how good is it.
Yeah.
At this point with the pitching, it's not a concern. It's good enough. I think worst case scenario, it's good enough to get you right there. But you're starting to feel the momentum that it might be really, really good.
You know, you just want to, do you want to bring something from the outside into this really good clubhouse that they have and this really good thing they have going on? It's a tough question. But right now, I'm kind of leaning, you know what, let's tap the brakes on the whole we need this or that.
We're good. Here's Dusty Baker talking about the competition, because you roughed up the Red Sox. They're a good team. You've been playing some good ball against some good ball clubs. Dusty Baker says, when we play the best, it brings out the best in us.
Competition brings out the best in you, or the worst in you. But it happens to bring out the best in this club. You know, I wouldn't expect anything, you know, less out of these guys. You want to end up beating them more than they beat you, and these guys are going to be in the thick of things all the way to the end.
Okay.
They are.
Dusty Baker. We'll see what happens. Grinky night tonight. Shout out to the Astros. Another assing in Beantown. Let's get funny. John Lopez, he got jokes every once in a while. Yesterday, when we were talking to Sean Pendergast, we started making analogies about Texans players and restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And John Lopez, I put him on the scene. I said, you're going to hold court tomorrow and you're going to compare Texans players on the roster right now to restaurants. Before we get to John Lopez, let's bring out our opening act, Cedric the Entertainer. Damn, you're a big deal. You got Cedric the Entertainer
closing
opening
for, Cedric.
For you. You're closing for Cedric. Cedric the Entertainer, we're going to give him a 30-second set. Just give us a sports joke, Cedric, before J-Lo, the main event, takes the stage.
Hey, Jerry Rice on there. Now, I was rooting for Jerry Rice. I dig Jerry Rice. That's my man. But every now and then, he did do some moves that was a little, hey, what was that? You know, and I know it's hard to do it. Damn, Jerry, come on, dog, you know. I'm with you. You might want to man that up a little bit, though, right there. That is, I was scared to wear his jersey for a minute there. It's hard to catch touchdowns and do the tango, people. That's all I'm saying.
All right, get off the stage, Chad. I don't know if you can be telling those jokes these days about Jerry. Get off the stage, Cedric. Good
Jerry
God.
Rice
get out of here. You
got to
get us fired. Get out of here, Cedric. Good God.
Get the hook.
Get us fired.
Get the hook.
Now introducing the main event, the man you came to see, John Lopez has Texans restaurant analogies for you. Here's the OG John Lopez.
What's the deal with restaurants? No. all right, so you said you gave me a homework assignment, and I'm good with that. You said the Texans as local restaurants. The Texans as local restaurants. And this came up because we were talking about, I think, Terod Taylor, right? And you said if you were a restaurant, what started the whole restaurant discussion anyway? Anywho.
Lefty's cheesesteaks.
Oh, yeah, Lefty's.
Are you interacting with the crowd or what? You're supposed to
be on stage? That's what good comedians do.
Okay.
Yeah. Just don't heckle me. I got some stuff for you.
We love you, John.
Thank you very much. So it came up with Terod Taylor, and I said he's probably like a taco truck or a food truck, because you never know where he's going to end up next. All right, let's go down some particulars here with the Houston Texans. If Cal McNair were a restaurant, CeCe's Pizza. It's
why, John?
Because it's where dads take their kids to burn off some steam, and there's a lot of video games.
That was funny.
Arby's. Does it even exist? This is David Culley. David Culley is Arby's. Who even notices it?
This is my first job.
And nobody noticed. I don't even know if they're... Anyway. Jack,
have some.
Jack Easterby. If he were a restaurant.
Ooh.
Chick-fil-A. Because they always... They always have a certain, air quote, type of employee. And when they say my pleasure, you know it's so fake. Nick Caserio, if he were a restaurant.
Vegan.
Starbucks. Venti, quadruple shot, lots of whip, lots of sugar, no time to eat. Lovie Smith, if he were a restaurant.
Gosh.
Burger Chef.
What?
Burger Chef.
What's that?
Once upon a time, there were more than 1,000 Burger Chefs in the United States. Incredibly popular, but it died in the 90s. Tim Kelly.
Oh, no.
If Tim Kelly were a restaurant, McDowell's.
I was thinking the same thing. If you didn't say that, I was going to come in and say that.
Because it's a cheap knockoff living off of someone else's playbook. Tyrod Taylor. Bernie's Burger Bus. It has all the ingredients, but you never know what's going to show up, and it's been hurt a lot lately. Whitney Merciless.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
If he were a restaurant, it would be In-N-Out Burger, especially the double animal-style fries. Kean Crossen.
Who?
Kean Crossen. Torchies. Laramie Tunsil. Jack in the Box at 3 a.m.
Why?
Jack in the Box at 3 a.m. Zach Cunningham. Whataburger. Consistent, good, reliable.
Can't disagree.
Marcus Cannon. Rex Burkhead. Ryan Izzo. Brandon Cooks and Dante Moncrief. Boston Market.
Because they're Patriots.
Because they're all Patriots.
There you go.
Yeah. And Deshaun Watson?
Yes.
Deshaun Watson is White Castle. Deshaun Watson is White Castle. Good luck finding him in Houston.
It's John Lopez. Holding court here on Sports Radio 610. We got a lot to get into. There was a lot of reaction around the station when it came to canceling minicamp. We're going to give you that reaction, react to that reaction. David Culley, little lab work. Apparently there was a magical transformation at OTAs. So we're going to look through the eyes of OTAs through what David Culley must have seen at 10:40. Deshaun wants to be at Denver. Garrett Cole has some defenders. We got a lot to get to. Plus, 11:40, 12:40, going to give you a chance to win some money. $1,000 to be exact. A G. Never hurt anybody. By the way, I kind of feel like Lil Scrappy shouts out Deshaun Watson in this song.
Really?
I do. I feel like he shouted him out. Listen to it. Wait for it. Yeah. Not here. Wait for it. Okay. Right. Here you go. I think this sounds like a good shout out. Atlanta. Here you go. Wait. Pro. Here it comes. You hear that?
I did.
Get a massage.
Nobody's talking about Guy.
I got two more for you, by the way, that I accidentally missed.
Hit him.
David Johnson.
Oh, no.
Church's Chicken. They used to be okay, but now they're mostly lost in the corner of a convenience store in a questionable neighborhood.
Church's has some specials, though. You can get a three-piece for 99 cents at Church's.
Mark Ingram. Subway. Once great, but now?
Yeah, I'm a Subway guy. I can get down with some confident in Mark Ingram all of a sudden. 713-572-4610 if you got your analogies. Deshaun Watson, he wants to go to Denver.
I heard.
If you don't believe me, you'll hear one of his teammates. We'll react to it next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Deshaun Watson wants to be in Denver per Kareem Jackson. He was on with Aqib Talib, and this is a back and forth. We played the clip yesterday, but I actually went and listened to the podcast on Spotify, courtesy of Volume. And not only is Kareem saying that Deshaun wants to be there, Aqib Talib, who used to play in Denver, is predicting that Deshaun Watson's going to be in Denver. I thought this was very interesting. This is the back and forth between Talib and Kareem Jackson.
I honestly think y'all gonna have Deshaun soon. I think y'all gonna have Deshaun soon. No bullshit. And if y'all get Deshaun, bro, y'all definitely a contender immediately.
I got a great relationship with Deshaun. I've been talking to him the last couple of weeks, man. And all he's been telling me is like, look, Jack, just tell him like that's where I wanna be.
He see the setup.
He like, man, listen, that's why I want to be in Denver. Before I signed, he called. He was like, man, are you going to sign? I was like, I don't know. I ain't sure yet. He was like, well, you know, let me know what you're going to do, whatever, whatever. And I signed back. He's like, listen, man, tell him that I want to be in Denver.
Okay, so there you go. Not only is Kareem Jackson saying he's had conversations with Deshaun Watson about being in Denver, but Aqib Talib, who's connected to the Denver Broncos, pretty connected in the NFL, actually, pretty well-respected
Everyone
guy.
Everyone knows him.
He is saying that he believes Deshaun Watson is going to end up in Denver. So think of that what you must, but it is interesting the timing in which this happened because, yes, we've heard Kareem Jackson in the past say that, you know, Deshaun Watson would like to be in Denver. We've seen reports and read reports that Deshaun Watson wouldn't mind going to Denver. But that was sexual allegations. That was pre-Tony Busby. So the fact that someone that's close to Deshaun Watson, Kareem Jackson, is willing to put this out there, and B, that if you believe Kareem, and I don't think we have any reason not to, that guy believes he's going to play in 2021 and he believes that Denver would be the spot to be.
Yeah.
I think it is significant. And I think it's just something else for Broncos fans to think about. As all eyes appear to be on Aaron Rodgers, potentially getting him. But Deshaun Watson apparently wants to be in Denver. Kareem Jackson made that very clear.
I think it's hugely significant. I'm not trying to be hyperbolic here at all. I mean, because of what you just said, the timing of it is at a place where Deshaun Watson knows a lot more about what's happening and what's being talked about than pretty much anyone else. So for him to, you know, to kind of feel confident enough to say, hey, I want to go there, and Aqib Talib, who's connected to Deshaun and others, to say, yeah, I think he's going to go there, it means something. But it also means this, and I don't want this to be lost on anyone either. Deshaun Watson, even if it's not Denver, is talking about his next move as if it's not going to be sitting out a year. Now, he could just be talking in generalities. Like, eventually I want to get there. But I think Kareem Jackson actually quoting him says something. You know, he actually quoted him in his comments there with Aqib Talib. So Deshaun Watson is talking in such a way, whether it's Denver or not, like, let's get this thing done. I'm ready to go. That's significant.
And I mean, I think it's just as significant that Talib is predicting that.
Yes.
Unless you just think Talib is someone to just pull something out of nowhere, which we love Aqib Talib. Shout out to Richardson, Texas, by way of Cleveland, Ohio. But he just doesn't seem like a guy that's just going to say, I think Deshaun's going to go there without at least talking to somebody. Like, he is talking to somebody, and he believes he's going to end up in Denver. And Kareem saying that, I think it adds to it. And furthermore, I think Denver, when you talk about teams that the Texans would or wouldn't want to deal with, I think Denver would be one of those teams that's probably going to be pretty desperate.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the writing on the wall and you think about, you know, the Texans trying to get max value for Deshaun Watson, number one, I think Denver's got a lot of good young guys on their roster. So I think there is that. I also think that when you're in the division with Patrick Mahomes, when you just got a new general manager and when Justin Herbert is over there in Los Angeles, I think when it comes to getting max value and the most assets possible for Deshaun Watson, I think that Denver is a team that would probably be willing to give up a pretty nice haul for Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm. No, I think they will. Denver's motivated. They have tried reportedly with Matt Stafford, tried reportedly with, and still are, with Aaron Rodgers. There's no reason to believe that they wouldn't try for Deshaun Watson as well. So there's that as well. I mean, it just makes common sense, much less what they're saying, you know, what Aqib Talib and Kareem Jackson are saying. It could be that as much as they believe it and Deshaun Watson believes it, it does end up a different way, you know, that this presumed settlement discussion doesn't go the way that it should. It's still possible, but I think right now Deshaun is operating in such a way that he's going to be playing at some point in 2021.
I mean, we've seen him on Instagram one time in the last 3 months, yeah. And it was when OTAs began. Deshaun Watson put out a video of him working out. I think that message was very calculated. Deshaun Watson is calculated on Instagram. He's not just quoting random future lyrics. Those lyrics always seem to have something to do with the situation that was going on between him and the Houston Texans. So I think that message was clear. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. As all of my peers are going to, you know, get their work in at a facility, I might not have a facility to go to because I want out of Houston, but I'm ready to go. So come get me is the message that he sent to Kareem Jackson. I think that is significant. I think it is new. I think it is significant also that we haven't heard anything on the legal front from the two attorneys, mm-hmm. Tony Busby and Rusty Harden. I think something is going on behind the scenes. I think it's also telling, and this is something that we talked about before the article came out, when we told you that the article was going to come out, the Sports Illustrated one, they did not get a lot of cooperation there from Tony Busby and from Rusty Harden. They were very generic quotes, and I was told that that was really what the delay was with Sports Illustrated putting that out, is a lot of that was information that we already knew, and they weren't getting the cooperation that they'd gotten in the past from Busby and or Harden. And there's a reason for that.
Yes.
And I think that's what you need to look at. There's a reason that there's this silence. They're trying to figure some stuff out. But I do think that all this is shaping up to where I don't know if a Watson trade happens soon. I know June 1st has come and gone, so it makes more sense financially. But I think if you just follow the writing on the wall, the fact Kareem was willing to say this, the fact we haven't heard anything legally, I think the Deshaun Watson trade is more likely now than we originally thought it would have been a month or two ago.
And let's remember this. What was it, two Fridays ago when we had that brief interlude of back and forth from Busby and Rusty Harden, right? So it was about 10 days before that. They went at each other for a day, and it's been, I think, 2 weeks, right, since that. I think it was a Friday.
3 or 4 weeks.
Is it more, you know, since they went back and forth again? So we're talking now more than a month of presumed settlement discussions going on outside of that one day. So there's that as well. I mean, it's not as if they're doing nothing. I mean, the attorneys and Deshaun Watson and the plaintiffs are in the middle of something for 5, 6, 7 weeks now. So it's, you have to keep that in mind as well. That would tie into Deshaun, you know, being able to talk to Kareem Jackson about take me to Denver.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Texans canceling practice. The mini camp that was supposed to be was canceled yesterday. That came down, I think, at the end of our show.
Mm-hmm.
David Coley, according to him, and I don't know if we should believe 100% what he's saying,
mm-hmm.
but this is what David Coley had to say as to why minicamp was canceled by the Houston Texans.
As far as accomplishing what we wanted to get accomplished, to be able to learn our culture, learn our system, new defense, all of the different players that we've had, we've got to accomplish what we wanted to get accomplished.
Okay, there we go. So they got accomplished what they wanted to get accomplished. Apparently it was a magical experience by the Houston Texans. A lot of people rolling their eyes at that, but let's just, for the sake of fairness, let's just look at this through the eyes of David Coley.
All right.
Another installment of Building the Texans with Landry Locker narrating instead of Mark Vandermeer. OTAs through the eyes of Coach Coley next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
Passion, education, old school point of view, all of the reaction to the Texans canceling OTAs at 11:20. Courtesy of Team 610 through the eyes of every other host at the station from 6A to 6B. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
But for the sake of this, I want to give David Coley the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
I want to look at this.
I'm not going to say what I think the real story is.
You can. You can do whatever you want. But I just want
to. I want to hear this.
I want to look at this through the eyes of David Coley and what they are telling us happened during these OTAs. Apparently, it was a magical experience.
It was glorious.
The culture was established.
Mm-hmm.
The team bonded together. They learned everything they needed to learn. And this team, who is expected to be one of the worst teams in the NFL, this team is ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what David Coley tells us.
Culture check.
Yes. Here is David Coley talking about what was accomplished and why the Texans decided to cancel minicamp.
As far as accomplishing what we wanted to get accomplished, to be able to learn our culture, learn our system, new defense, all of the different players that we've had, we've got to accomplish what we wanted to get accomplished.
Okay. All right, they got everything accomplished that they wanted.
They learned the culture.
To get accomplished.
His words.
Yes. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
In a short time. Mm-hmm. For this team to get everything that they wanted accomplished, that's a lot. But let's be fair to David Culley. This is what happened at Texans OTAs through the eyes of David Culley, another HoustonTexans.com fake production, courtesy of myself. For the sake of this, Mark Vandermeer, you are fired.
Ooh.
I am going to narrate.
He's going to slap you.
I am going to narrate Texans OTAs that resulted in the canceling of minicamp through the eyes of David Culley, with some behind-the-scenes footage courtesy of the great web crew at HoustonTexans.com. We start in the cafeteria at NRG. A lot of guys on this team.
Used to be the place.
Believed to be me first guys. David Johnson, one of those guys. One-year deal. He was holding courts. Mm-hmm. And David Johnson, cocky as he's ever been after getting that one-year contract, was gloating about
really
his new contract and his expectations for 2021.
How many yards you figure you gonna get this season, bro?
No, I ain't want to brag, but I figure on at least 1,000. But I ain't want to brag.
Put your hand down. You smiling?
David Culley enters the room.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football. Football's fun.
Fun, sir.
Fun, sir.
It's fun.
Yes.
You sure?
I think
so. Now you're thinking. First you smile, then you think. You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Yes. No.
No?
Sir. But it was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not by
now. No, it's not fun anymore. No. Not even a little bit.
No.
Make up your mind.
No, no.
Think. Since you're thinking, now go on. Think. No, is it fun?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Absolutely not?
Zero fun, sir.
All right.
You're listening to Texans OTAs through the eyes of David Culley. David Johnson's gloating was cut short by the first-year Texans coach. He made it very clear, football is not fun. This was going to be all business. This was going to be about establishing a culture. Coach Culley with Lovie Smith on his right shoulder, Tim Kelly on his left shoulder, and the rest of his coaching staff behind him. Then addressed the rest of David Johnson's teammates as camp approached.
We leave for camp 7:29 a.m. If you report at 7:30, you will not be playing football this season. You will be watching. You will wear a jacket, shirt, and tie. If you don't have one, buy one. Can't afford one, then borrow one from your old man. If you don't have an old man, then find a drunk. Trade him for his. Because I can guarantee you there isn't a bum on the street that looks as raggedy and ridiculous as what I'm looking at right now. This is no democracy. It is a dictatorship. I am the law. If you survive camp, you will be on the team. If you survive.
This is David Culley's view of OTAs and why minicamp was canceled. The head coach, David Culley, letting it be known that this was no longer Camp Cupcake. Mm-hmm. A culture was being established, and as David Johnson and the rest of the Houston Texans looked on, the team prepared to break for camp. This is magical stuff, J-Lo.
This is no wonder they didn't have mini camp.
We've got to accomplish what we wanted to get accomplished.
As the guys began and got on the bus and prepared to leave for OTAs, Coach Culley made an abrupt stop at the front of the bus. Everybody had just gotten comfortable in their seat, but Coach Culley, as the best OTAs of all time approached, called the guys, the Houston Texans, off the bus.
All right, listen up, listen up. I want everybody off the bus. Let's go. Follow me, everybody. Let's go right now.
Who was that?
All right. Everybody off the bus. Listen up. I want all of my defensive players on this side. All players going out for offense over here. Right now. Let's move. Let's move. Let's move. Let's move. You and you, offensive bus, sit together. You and you, defensive bus, sit together. Get comfortable, too. Because the person that I have you sitting next to is the same one that you'll be rooming with for the duration of this camp.
Man.
This led to some awkward roommate assignments by Coach Coley. John Weeks and Bradley Roby were sharing a room together. Tyrod Taylor was sharing a room with Kyami Fairbairn.
Ooh.
It was a very strange pairing, but David Coley had a view for the perfect OTAs that would lead to the cancellation of minicamp. Coach Coley, with the team in full pads for the first OTA practice, much to the dismay of the NFLPA, he gathered the team and he foreshadowed a future potential cut.
We will be perfect in every aspect of the game. You drop a pass, you run a mile. You miss a blocking assignment, you run a mile. You fumble the football, and I will break my foot off in your John Brown hind parts. And then you will run a mile. Them coaches may cut a player if they think he's not up to snuff. When they think he's hurting the team.
Well, to the surprise of few, a cut came later. Minutes later, Ryan Finley was cut by David Coley, and the message was being sent at Texans OTAs that led to the cancellation.
Not in David Coley's camp, you're not.
Of minicamp. However, after a practice, the tension between the players continued. New team captain Justin Britt, the new starting center of David Coley's Houston Texans team, was getting into it with third-year defensive end Charles Aminihu. Luckily, because Texans All Access has you covered, our cameras caught the disagreement between new team captain Justin Britt and Charles Aminihu.
All right, man, listen. Let's get some particulars and just get this over with, all right?
Particulars?
Yeah.
No matter what I tell you, you ain't gonna never know nothing about me.
Listen, I ain't running any more of these 3-a-days, okay?
Well, what I got to say you really don't want to hear, because honesty ain't too high up on your people priority list, right?
Honesty? You want honesty? All right, honestly, I think you're nothing. Nothing but a pure waste of God-given talent. You don't listen to nobody, man. You can't run over everybody in this league. And every time you do, you leave one of your teammates hanging out to dry. Me in particular.
Why should I give a hoot about you? Huh? Or anybody else out there? You want to talk about a waste? You the captain, right?
Right.
Captain's supposed to be the leader, right?
Right.
You got a job?
I have a
you
job.
You been doing your job?
I've been doing my job.
Nobody plays. Yourself included. I'm supposed to wear myself out for the team? What team? I'm going to look out for myself, and I'm going to get mine.
See, man, that's the worst attitude I ever heard.
Attitude reflect leadership, Captain.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Most culture building will have awkward moments. The exchange between Aminihu and Britt, while seemed very tense and a potential breaking point for David Coley's magical OTAs that would lead to the canceling of minicamp, led to a bond between this Texans team. As practice intensified, Lovie Smith found Aminihu bonding with the other members of this Texans defense, and this is what it sounded like.
What was that? Whatever it is, it ain't blocking.
Give me a break.
You want a break? I'll give you a break.
Wait a minute. Just let him in.
Take it one time. I swear to God, I'm going to hit you so hard by the time you come to. Ooh, boy, you're going to need a new haircut. You understand me? Let's play, fellas.
Come on. Run the ball. Let's run it again.
Come on, me.
You all right? You all right?
You really stuck him. This is left side.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Strong side!
Left side!
Strong side!
Left side!
Strong side!
Left side!
Strong side!
I got a dab. Not that kind of dab. I got to dab my eyes.
You're listening to Texans OTAs, courtesy of NotHoustonTexans.com, through the eyes of David Coley. A bond was forming between David Coley's team and Justin Britt and Charles Omenihu hours after their after-practice arguments gathered up David Coley's Houston Texans team, and you could feel the bond being formed as the team broke camp and got back on the bus towards NRG.
Here we go.
What kind of power you got?
Oh, man, you know I got some soul power.
What kind of power you got?
What kind of question is that? I got soul power.
Oh, yes, you do.
Right on. Let me ask you something, Mr. Curtier.
Yes. Strong you. I'm too strong.
What?
I'm strong. I'm too strong.
Oh, I'm strong.
Too strong.
Oh, right on.
I want a victory.
It was very clear that David Coley's goal of making OTAs so awesome and establishing culture so they could cancel minicamp was working. The team then got back on the bus, and the bond was loud and proud. But not everybody was bought in. As David Coley's Houston Texans team pulled up to the River Oaks Country Club for a Texans team luncheon, it was very clear that many of Cal McNair's buddies, while the Texans were bonding, were a little bit baffled.
La, 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 la. Hey, 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 goodbye.
I can hear you. I can hear you. Up in the front. Up in the front.
What'd they do up there? Brainwashing?
They must be high on something.
Despite Cal McNair's buddies not being pleased.
That was the text board.
With the bond.
That was the text board.
The Texans, stronger than ever, still had some unfinished business to conduct. The obvious elephant in the room needed to be addressed. Deshaun Watson did not want to be part of David Coley's culture. So after the luncheon at River Oaks Country Club, the Texans hopped back in the bus. They got to NRG, and they walked to Deshaun Watson's locker, which John McClain says he still has. And they gathered around Deshaun Watson's number 4 jersey. And this is what David Coley's bonded team did to close the chapter on the Deshaun Watson era.
And that's what brought us back here today.
Deshaun is gone.
But his spirit lives on. People say that it can't work. Well, here we make it work every day.
Deshaun.
Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Hey, 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 goodbye.
As the Texans said goodbye to Deshaun Watson at the end of OTAs, David Coley looked back and smiled with his arms crossed. He then walked to the media room, and he made this announcement to the Houston media types.
As far as accomplishing what we wanted to get accomplished, to be able to learn our culture, learn our system, new defense, all of the different players that we've had, we've got to accomplish what we wanted to get accomplished.
Man. That's one of the greatest OTAs in the history of football. They did all that. No minicamp. By the way, is it bad that I was kind of wishing that Denzel Washington was the Texans coach?
Coach Boone?
Yeah.
Good coach.
Man, that first scene.
Good coach.
Man.
They would be able to run the ball.
Would you take Denzel or Cully?
Denzel, come on.
Coach Boone. Biggie?
How many yards you think you're going to get this season, bro?
Denzel, for sure.
I brag, but I figure on at least.
It's not fun now, is it? Yes? No?
What a magical experience this must have been.
Man, that is an OTA. That is one of the greatest OTAs you'll ever know.
We'll hear the reaction to the canceling of practice, minicamp, through the words of every other host here. I thought there were some interesting takes on it. We'll give you our actual take, but we wanted to be fair to Coach Coley and present the vision that he laid out of what went on at OTAs. Much to do about nothing or something to keep an eye on? John Lopez, I know you got a strong take about that. We'll get into that at 11:20, about 25 minutes from now. But coming up, stuff that is hard to move on from. Apparently, DeAndre Hopkins is still salty. Plus, the worst thing that could possibly happen in Houston could be weeks away from happening. And it's just a reality that we're going to have to accept next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.